As you all know, President Barack Obama makes a live televised speech tonight in large part to sell his health care plan to the country. For a quick update on what's going on behind the scenes, we're joined by our friend Todd Zwillick, The Takeaway's Washington correspondent. Hi, Todd.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. What is Mr. Obama's main strategy right now? Why go to the American public with his health care plan?
Well, he really has to. This is sort of phase two in the strategy here. Phase one was to really let Congress do a lot of the heavy lifting and make the policy on this gigantic health care bill, by some counts, 1,000 pages, depending on which bill you're looking at. Certainly $1 trillion, so a big plan. Back in 93, the Clinton administration tried to do it themselves. Congress didn't like that one bit, so they've done the opposite, given Congress the power. Now the president needs to go in front of the public and push and explain to people very simply why we need to spend all this money, why it's an investment, and try to let them know that he's fighting for their interests. We all have health care. We all go to the doctor. We all pay for it one way or the other. So his job is to go in front of people and explain why this very, very heavy lift, this tough vote, these tough decisions have to be made, and frankly, try to get people to follow him. This is why we call them leaders. It's this moment.
What are the risks of his going to the public, do you think?
Well, he's stepping out in front. Really, it's that metaphorical going out on a limb. The president is going out every single day. He's been on television every day since Friday, making speeches, holding meetings. Tonight, the big news conference, as you mentioned. And he's going out in front of the public every day and saying, I want Congress to pass this. I need Congress to pass this. And if Congress doesn't pass it, if it fails, ultimately, that's on him. He tried. He went out on a limb. He said he wanted it. He tried to push Congress. He said it was necessary. He has to deliver.
And in fact, his ratings, we've seen his popularity ratings have already gone down to some extent. Perhaps that's health care. Is it the war? But this is a different approach from that of his predecessors. Let's listen first to how Bill Clinton dealt with one of his predecessors.
Employer-based private insurance for every American was proposed 20 years ago by President Richard Nixon to the United States Congress. It was a good idea then, and it's a better idea today.
Todd Zwillick, some people might be surprised that President Clinton referred to something President Nixon had done as a good thing. What is President Obama doing as he looks at the Clinton administration to change the way he goes about his health care, pushing his health care plan?
Well, it's really how you deal with Congress. Clinton's downfall and that cut you just heard was not one of them was pushing for an expansion of employer-based coverage, but the real downfall was one of strategy, writing a big, gigantic bill in the halls and the rooms of the White House and then plopping it down on Congress. And these senators who've been in power for 30 years didn't like that. Obama's done the opposite. You guys write the bill. Here are my broad principles. I want it to expand coverage. I want it to improve affordability and lower the cost curve. You write the bill. I'll work with you at the end. And that's trying to empower Congress. Now, Congress looks like it's done almost all it can do without presidential leadership. That's why he's stepping in now and trying to help get this done. Whether they get it done by August 7th or not, well, it's another story.
Indeed. And, I think that deadline is going to be a gone deadline very quickly.
Yep.
Todd Zwillick in Washington, stand by, if you will, for a further look at the differing approaches to health care reform that have been taken by U.S. presidents throughout the years. We are now joined by Paul Starr. He is a professor of sociology and public policy at Princeton University and the author of the Pulitzer Prize-winning book, The Social Transformation of American Medicine. Paul Starr was also a senior health policy advisor in the Clinton White House. Welcome, Mr. Starr. Thanks for joining us.
It's great to be with you this morning.
Okay, so we heard that a bite before of President Clinton referring to Richard Nixon's approach to health care reform. Tell me, how has the executive branch used its power on health care reform? You can go back, I think, as far as FDR, is that right?
Yes. The issue of health insurance was a state-level issue until the New Deal in the 1930s. And the committee that developed what ultimately became the Social Security system included in their proposal a plan for national health insurance in 1935. But FDR decided not to put that before Congress at that time because he thought it would be just too much at the time he wanted to establish old age insurance and unemployment insurance. And he hoped to come back to it, but he never did. The next one who did come back to it was his successor, Harry Truman, who did right after the Second World War. But that was not a good time to make that kind of proposal because of the Cold War, because Republicans controlled Congress in 1946. So
because once again the charge was made that health care would be socialism, right?
Oh, yeah, right, at that time. So reformers at that point backed off a general plan and instead decided, well, let's just have national health insurance for the elderly. And that became Medicare in 1965. That's certainly the single greatest success that health care reformers then had. But if there has to be a sort of one colossal mistake that reformers made, it goes back to the early 1970s. And you had that clip with Bill Clinton recalling Richard Nixon's proposal. Well, Richard Nixon in the early 1970s proposed two plans, and the second one in 1974 was really to the left of what President Obama is proposing today, because it really would have extended Medicare to everybody who didn't have employer-based insurance, would have required employers to provide insurance, and would have provided a federal plan for everybody else.
And this was under President
Nixon.
Right.
Red Nixon, yes. And Nixon at that point was struggling under the shadow of Watergate. And he probably, you know, was trying to move on it to regain his popularity. But Democrats would have nothing of it at that point, expecting to win the next elections, which they did in 74 and 76. But then the economy overtook everything.
Right.
That was, you know, stagflation, the oil embargo, and so forth.
And so that was the end of it until the Clinton administration, right?
Effectively, yes.
And what are the lessons from the Clinton administration's approach that the Obama administration has learned or could learn?
Well, you know, this is in a way it's amusing now. Both.
It's the first time I've heard anybody find anything amusing in the healthcare debate.
Yeah, well, both sides are trying to reenact 1993 in different ways. The Democrats are trying to do everything the reverse way from 1993, and Republicans are trying to do everything the same way because they succeeded then in torpedoing reform and then winning the 1994 election. So everything that happens now has in the background what happened before in 93. So, you know, yes, Obama has not worked out a plan himself, let Congress do it. But it's not as though presidents always fail when they present a detailed plan to Congress.
I'm going to have to interrupt you. I'm sorry. I have a feeling we could talk about this forever and probably will. But so far, thank you for that little trip through a presidential history of healthcare. We'll be getting back to you. Paul Starr from Princeton University. Thanks so much.
Thanks. Bye.
All right. More on healthcare. Going to the website. Todd's there. We are also asking you to be a reporter. What would you ask the president tonight?
Hi, this is Paul from New Jersey. I think the first question that needs to be asked is, why does my company pay more? Why do I pay more? Why does my doctor receive less every year?
All right. It's your call. 877-8-MY-TAKE or mytake@thetakeaway.org.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.